Hello everyone, this is Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music, and you're on Soul Power Radio. Today I have my wife with me. She's a special guest on this particular segment because I'm talking about Song of Solomon concepts. Yeah, that's my genre, Song of Solomon. And so I want to bring her on, and so what better person to talk about the Song of Solomon concepts with me than my wife. Baby, let them know you're here tonight.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, so how you feeling?
Feeling pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, good to have you today.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, this has been a journey, and so I just wanted to be able to share some real thoughts with you all tonight, because this has been a journey for us. And so
Right. We're
not the only married couple that has some obstacles at times, you know, some things that happen. And then, you know, because, you know, we got to stop, you know, acting like, you know, we don't go through some stuff, you
that's
know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's real.
Right.
So, the Song of Solomon concepts, that's what I do, because reading that particular book in the Bible, it's a guide to us, you know, how we should treat one another, talk to one another, hold one another, you know, spending time with one another. So,
right.
So I just want to spend a few of these tracks tonight, and we're going to talk a little bit and elaborate a little bit. And so we just want y'all just to vibe with us on tonight. This is Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music, Vault, Song of Solomon Concepts.
Could it be you see the love in me? Feel my heart? Was it the way I play my guitar? Could it be the way I talk to you? I tell you all my dreams, how I want to be with you. Could it be the color of my eyes? The way you look at me, you seem so mesmerized. Could it be the way I sing this song? Describe the way I feel, how much my love is for real. For the most part, I'll give you my heart, give you all my time, so just relax your mind. For the most part, I'll give you all of me. You can have all my love, I'll love you for free. Could it be you see the love in me? Can you feel my heart? Or is it the way I play my guitar? Could it be the way I talk to you? I tell you all my dreams, I want to be with you. Could it be the color of my eyes? So mesmerized. Now could it be the way I sing this song? Describe the way I feel, how much my love is for real. For the most part, I give you my heart, I I give you all my time, so just relax your mind. For the most part, I give you all of me. You can't have all my love. I love you for free.
Yes, could it be my eyes? Could it be my smooth vocal tones? Could it be the way I play my guitar? What is it, you know? So, you know, this is the way we look at each other. And so, who could better answer that question other than my wife? So, it's people probably wondering, well, what is it? You know, so I can say that it's probably the total package of all these hats that I wear. But, you know, let's hear from her. What is it?
It's all of that. Like you said, it's the total package.
Well, man, that makes me feel, you know, feel pretty good right now,
yeah,
man.
You're the man, honey. You're the man.
So, yeah, man. So, this is, hey, man, this is the way we talk to one another. You know, like I said, man, this is the Song of Solomon concepts. And if you read the word, man, you can see that man and that woman, they had some serious things to say to one another.
That's
very
right.
Serious conversations. So, you know, coming from my point of view, when I'm singing this song, you know, and I'm pulling from inspiration, of course, you know, so from my mindset, you know, could it be the way I sing this song? Could it be the way I walk,
yeah.
You know, could it be the eye color, you know,
yeah.
So, you know, I mean, when somebody can look in your eyes, you know, and they can tell you, man, your eyes are brown or whatever, you know,
right.
So it's like, you know, they know the shit, you
oh,
know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So, you know, and so even after you've been married, you know, you know, for us, you know, it's still a fresh, loving relationship for real,
right.
Man. I'm not just saying that because I'm on the microphone. I keep it real. Those that follow me on Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music Vault and my other works and other interviews that I've done, I mean, I come straight real for real, man. I have no script in front of me and I don't have to think about what I need to say because everything I'm saying is always from my heart, from my soul, from my mind. So,
right.
Yeah. So for the most part, you know, that song right there is definitely a piece that will make you think about your husband or your wife.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, could it be the way I walk, talk, laugh? What is it? You know, so we're going to go to the next song now, and then we'll come back at y'all. This is Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music Vault, Song of Solomon Concepts. Yeah, man.
You remind me of a quiet storm, so smooth and warm. You soothe my soul, my heart you hold. You remind me a song I used to sing, so familiar to me, a sweet melody in any key. You remind me of the stars in the sky, when moonbeams shine, I see the sparkle in your eyes. remind me of the water so blue, like deep rivers flowing. I pour my love into you. Trust in me, I'll trust in you. We'll build our dreams, with our faith they'll come true. Hold my hand while we take this journey. Ain't no time to waste. Love's all in your face. You remind me of a red rose in bloom. The color of love is me and you. You remind me of a precious jewel so fair, a priceless pearl. I'm so glad you're my girl. You remind me of unconditional love. You're like an angel sent from heaven above. Trust in me, I'll trust in you. We'll build our dreams, without faith they will come true. Hold my hand while we take this journey. Ain't no time to waste. Love's all in your face.
Yes, you remind me of all these things that I see and I can relate to the things that that I remember. What am I saying? Just like when I start off with a song and I'm saying you remind me of a quiet storm, so smooth and warm, you know, and you remind me of a song I used to sing. You know what I'm saying? It's that song that sticks with you, and then, you know, in years have passed and you still remember the lyrics, you remember the chords, you remember the bridges, you remember everything about that song. So basically what I'm using is a lot of metaphors in this song to describe how I feel about my wife. So I even say on my show sometimes that it's more to just saying I love you. You know what I'm saying? It's, right. It should be more than that, you know. So you have to create a dialogue that expresses, you know, the way you feel about your husband or your wife, other than saying I love you.
That's right.
And people may say, well, man, what are you talking about? I mean, man, just read the Song of Solomon for yourself and you'll see what I'm talking about. And so it helped me as a husband, not as a man, but as a husband. You know, I know I'm a man, but I'm a husband. If I wasn't married, then I wouldn't be a husband.
Right.
Okay, so we have to be real here. So as a husband, the Song of Solomon really helped me how to express myself and not be embarrassed or ashamed of my expression to her.
That's right.
So I have no issues at all being able to sit down and write words of expression, words of feeling, how I feel about her, how I look at her. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm telling y'all in the song, in every line, that what she reminds me of, you know, she reminds me of a water so blue, you know, the rivers, you know, flowing, and it's like nonstop flowing of her love pouring into me.
All right, honey.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, let me get down to the metaphoric of what I'm saying. Is that a word? Metaphoric? I don't know, but
it's
anyway.
It's a word now.
Yeah, it's a word now because it's my gullah soul style. You know what
Come
I'm saying?
Now.
Yeah, my gullah soul style. I can say what I need to say. You know what I'm saying? It's going to make sense. For sure, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, everything that I'm seeing in this song, you know, I'm using these symbols, I'm using metaphors, I'm using objects, you know, to describe the memory of I have for her. You know, memories that we create together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about a boyfriend, girlfriend relationship here. I'm talking about husband and wife here.
Come on now.
All right. So, because the word of God says that God honors marriage.
That's
and
right.
So, that's what I'm talking about right now. You know what I'm saying? So, if you desire to be married and you're in that stage of dating and you're a boyfriend and girlfriend, you have to be that before you become married. You have to create a relationship.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about being married here. So, yeah, man. I mean, every day, it shouldn't get old at all. You know what I'm saying? All
That's
the years
right.
may pass, but in my mind and in my soul, in my heart, it's not getting old. This relationship ain't getting old. It stays new. Stays fresh. Why?
Yeah.
Because
fresh.
I take it upon myself, you know what I'm saying, to be able to express myself to her. And either through song or either through spoken word or even through what's on my mind at that moment, mm-hmm. I share with her. Okay? We're going to go to the next song, y'all. Check this out right here.
Love me.
Joined together in holy matrimony.
Love me.
Husband and wife standing strong together on the string.
Love me.
I'm not even worried about or concerned about what they're talking about over there.
Love me.
Because as long as we got each other, that's all that really matters. Let the haters hate and the lovers keep loving. And that's on the string.
If you don't something that it won't. I can't make you love me, love me, if you don't. I can't make your heart feel that it won't.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's on the strength right there, man.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, you know, when you are married to one another, you know, and there's a passage of scripture in the Song of Solomon when that man and that woman, they're dealing with all these outsiders, and what people have to understand is what God says in his word about when you are married, the husband and wife cling to one another.
That's right.
And when I married her, I didn't marry her children, I didn't marry her family, and vice versa. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know what people come up with that. Because of the fact that only two people standing there before God,
that's right,
to join together in holy matrimony is that man and that woman.
That's right.
And so a lot of times people believe that, and then when you have all this stuff going on disrupting your marriage, disrupting your peace, why? Because you in your mind think that, hey, yeah, because I married her whole family. No, that's not what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. That's not what the Bible says. You know, and so is we have to get back to the basics of learning and understanding about our marital relationship with our husband and with our wife.
Yeah.
Bottom line, you know, and so that's why we work on our marriage and keep folk out of our marriage. Bottom line, man, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm gonna be real with this because a lot of folk, you know, tend to deal with stuff, and then, you know, it's like when you sweep stuff under the rug, then all this stuff starts piling up under the rug, and then before you know it, it's overtaking you.
That's right.
So, it's like that's why. You know what I'm saying? We don't keep people. I don't care if family, whatever, man. We don't bring them into this marriage with our relationship. It don't matter if the in-laws don't like me, can't stand me. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? As long as she loves me and we in this house and we're moving forward together and all that, that's all that matters.
That's,
you know what,
right,
I'm saying? Bottom line, vice versa. If folks in my family don't like her, hey, man, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just as long as nobody don't show no disrespect, then, you know, then that's a whole nother thing. But I'm just saying, we have to keep this thing real.
That's right.
That's why so many things happen and everything starts to explode and everything else. Why? Because folks don't just lay it on the line. When we first met one another, we laid everything on the line.
That's right. Real talk.
We talked about stuff. We talked about the junk that we've been through, and we ain't going through the junk no more with,
yeah,
either one of us. See,
yeah,
what I'm saying? So if you don't have that open dialogue, lay everything on the line so there'll be an understanding before you take that leap. You know what I'm saying? Before you,
yeah,
take that leap to get married, get an understanding.
That's right.
Know what's going on so that way you can get all of that over. You want to get married, and then after you get married, now you want to talk about some stuff.
Mm.
Nah, man, let's get it all out in the open now. Get everything out so that way when we go into this, it's already been discussed and we ain't coming back to that.
Mm, come on now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We discussed all that. We ain't never brought junk back up. We discussed before we got married, get all this line up. We don't go back to previous and past relationships before our time. We don't do all that.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? So we didn't even do that when we got together. We met one another.
That's
so
right.
We just talked about the things that we don't want to have to endure,
right,
on this go around. So, you know, yeah, man. So it's working. It's working. Why? It's because working. You have to have an open dialogue.
Yeah.
Flowers and candy and trips and all that, that's cool. But you know what? That cannot take the place of real dialogue.
That's
bottom
real.
Line, man.
That's real.
Song of Solomon Concepts here on Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music Vault. All right, I got another one for you.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance with me.
Nobody else but you. You're the one, yes, only you.
Come on.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
A dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you. You're the one, yes, only you.
Dance.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
A dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you. You're the one, yes, only you.
So you say you've been checking me out for a while. Is it my guitar riffs or my Gullah Soul style? Could it be my smooth vocal tones? Could it be my eye color or the fact I'm 1970 soul brother? Imagine me your husband, 100% every man. So woman, will you take my hand? It's got to be in the master's plan. So don't worry, soul woman, you got Lee. It was your beauty, your charm that caught me. I picked you out of a crowd. Within my soul, I was shouting loud. You stepped to me and said hello. Gave me a smile, then you walked through the door. Bell started ringing in my mind. Songbirds began to sing, and it sounded like a new jack swing.
This dance with
yeah.
You for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Nobody else but you. You're the one, yes, only you.
Dance.
May I have this dance with
for
you
a lifetime.
For a lifetime.
Yeah.
Nobody else but you.
Dance with me for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you.
Yeah.
You're the one, yes, only you.
Dance.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime.
For a lifetime.
Nobody else but you. You're the one, yes, only you.
In sickness and health, the rich or poor. Commitment for life when I hit the floor. So many things on my mind that day. When the preacher said, repeat what I say. My mind said, stop, press rewind. Reminiscing my tripping on a moment in time. I remember the day I first saw your face. Your soul glow, you lit up the place. I knew right then I had to know your name. I was hoping you felt the same. You stepped to me, said hello. Gave a smile to walk through the door. Bells started ringing in my mind. Songbirds began to sing. And it sounded like a new jack swing. Yeah, yeah.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance with me.
Nobody else but you.
For a lifetime.
You're the one, yes, only you.
Come on.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you.
Yeah.
You're the one, yes, only you.
Yeah.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you. You're the one, yes, only you.
Dance.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you. You're the one, yes, only you. May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you. You're the one, yes, only you. May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Only you. May I have this dance with you for a lifetime. Yeah, 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 man. Dance of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I know people are listening to that song and some of the words that I have in there when I'm talking about could it be my guitar riffs or could it be my Gullah Soul style? Could it be my smooth vocal tones? Well, I, well, like I said, she can answer that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I first met her, when we first both met, and so, you know, I'm like, you know, man, you know, it, she caught my eye. You know, she really did. And so I know it was a God thing, you know, and I didn't know if she even felt that way about me.
Yes, I did.
And yeah, man, you know, so when I came in with this particular song, you know, I just kind of go back in time and mind trip a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I know when she tends to look at me or look upon me, you know, I know the total package is who I am to her.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So it's and vice versa. And so when you have the total package, there's no need to go looking anywhere else for anything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to know what you want in your husband or your wife. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Be satisfied with that, because of the fact you have to be satisfied with that, because you know what you want. You know what you want to make you happy.
That's
you know what
right.
I'm saying? You know what you need in your husband or in your wife to fulfill your needs.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? To make you happy and at peace with that every day of your life. You know what I'm saying? So when you have the one, you know what I'm saying? When you have the one,
mm-hmm.
that's the one that's for you, tailor made for you from
that's
head to
right.
toe, that you shouldn't have to go looking elsewhere.
That's right.
I'm just being real.
I'm happy with my prize.
Yeah, man, for sure. I'm glad you are, because I feel the same way. Yeah, man. So this has been The Vault with Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music, and my co-host has been my lovely wife, Angie. And
yes.
so she doesn't get to get behind this mic a lot doing interviews and everything, but I thought it might be a special touch.
Yeah.
Since I'm doing the Song of Solomon concepts, to pull her in for this segment, because who better to talk about the Song of Solomon than her with me. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I hope you all enjoyed your time with us this evening, or whatever time you're listening right now. May God bless you, and I hope your life is prosperous, healthy, and safe. Until next time, much love to y'all, man. I'm gonna holler at y'all later. All right.